from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. A week after Turkey shot down a Russian fighter jet sparking tensions, U.S. President Barack Obama is calling for a de-escalation between the two countries and a unified front on the Syrian conflict. The U.S. president spoke Tuesday following talks with his Turkish counterpart, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, on the sidelines of the United Nations Climate Conference. VOA's Haru Pandey is there and has more details.
This meeting was called this morning. Both leaders met on the sidelines of the climate conference. And the president was pretty clear. He said that we have a common enemy, and that is the Islamic State militant group. And he said that he wants to make sure that all countries focus on that threat and focus on the need to bring about a political transition in Syria. So he basically, you know, said that Turkey and Russia should tamp down these tensions and, again, refocus their efforts on who they're fighting in Syria, and that should be the Islamic State.
Again, that's VOA's Haru Pandey reporting. For more on the climate change summit and President Obama's comments, visit voanews.com. Al-Qaeda-linked Nusra Front fighters released a group of 16 Lebanese soldiers Tuesday as part of an exchange brokered by Qatar. Militants from Nusra and the Islamic State group captured about 25 soldiers during an August 2014 attack on a town in northeastern Lebanon near the Syrian border. Tuesday's exchange included Lebanon freeing a number of prisoners. Indonesian investigators said Tuesday that a faulty system on an Air Asia flight led to pilots taking action that caused them to lose control of the jet that crashed into the Java Sea last December. It made a final report released today. This is VOA News.